Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, you opened up with the Tigers.
Yeah.
I want to run something by you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A, the best part of opening day was Jason Benetti. Followed by Tarek Skubal.
Yes.
Followed by a distant third, to which is my issue.
By the way,
that felt like last year.
It shows you how good Jason Benetti is when they did like a little video of him in Chicago where he used to work.
Yeah.
People love the guy.
Yeah. Well, listen, instead of wanting to hurl things at my television, I actually enjoy just listening. Mm-hmm. My point is, that felt like last year.
Yeah.
The 28th ranked offense in the league, and it's one game. I understand it. It's early April. But when Kenny and I talked earlier, I couldn't argue what Kenny was saying. Think about it. A 1-0 baseball game? The way Skubal pitched? You're playing a garbage White Sox team? Like, that does give... Like, I need a good month of offense to feel like we have any real shot at doing this.
I agree with you. And, you know, conversely, Cleveland, who also has a crap offense...
Correct.
They did the same thing, only they scored 8 runs against a crappy team, and Bieber looked sick last night.
As velocity was still sitting at 92, 93. Beats the right. Frank Tanana, yes. 87 or 88 right. from last year. But yeah. No, I would like to know from you or Tiger fans. I mean, isn't there a burden of proof on this team that it's not good enough to just, hey, we're going to compete, we're going to pitch. The offense is what's either going to help this team get where they got to go or limit them. We know the pitching's good.
Yeah.
I had a question yesterday for the boys, and just this idea of, will Skubal be top three AL Cy Young?
He's got a real good chance.
He does. And yes. He's got a chance to strike out 225 batters in about 160 innings.
Yeah.
It's the offense.
The offense
I can't watch that.
It's very questionable. Now, you know, Torkelson, 2 hits, great. They weren't exactly, you know, bombs or anything like that. Things are going to, they'll get better than they were yesterday.
But you know what I don't like, Mike? I should never have to look at Matt Vierling with the bases loaded in a big spot.
I know. That was tough. I like him a lot as a player, but not maybe as...
He was my fourth outfielder? Sure.
Yeah, and you know, he can play third. He is a baseball player. Every good team needs a guy like him on their team. The problem is the Tigers have too many Matt Vierlings.
Okay, that's the key.
Yes.
But look, they have 10 more games now in a row. This is the April they have to be above 500.
No doubt.
They haven't been above 500 after April since 2016.
Was that the Zubaz pants year?
Might be. Might be. I get the bits confused
yeah.
when you've been no good.
Right,
it's
I know.
Very hard to separate
yes,
all of them.
Yeah.
But I want to know from people kind of your takeaway from opening day. Look, clearly, it's one game. Maybe they go and rifle these teams and the offense looks great. But yesterday, yeah, I had PTSD with it.
I get look, I understand it. I mean, when you see, I mean, what the guys that people want, well, J.D. Martinez, they didn't play, but
no.
Chapman was 1-for-4 with a strikeout. Wyatt Langford, 1-for-3, walking an RBI and a strikeout. And your boy Marcano was 0-for-3 in a walk with 2 strikeouts. So, yeah.
My boy.
I know.
Don't you put that evil on me.
I'm being facetious, as you know. You know, but Riley Green didn't do much. Torkey did have 2 hits. I mean, look, when the one run of the game is manufactured by Harvey, right. I mean, as you call him.
Where's Harvey?
Yes. I don't know if you saw, I tweeted out, I go to my refrigerator yesterday, and there's, my daughter has this, some sort of like coffee drink. It's Javi.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'll show you the.
He owns a coffee company?
No, it's not him.
Oh, it's unaffiliated.
It's called JAVY. Okay. And somebody on Twitter pointed out that it's the content or something is better than his OBP or something like that.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah. But no, we can knock down a couple of calls, and I want to get some ticket texts on it. And then I have a question for you because, I mean, this is my 20th year in town. You've got what year did you get here?
I got here in 86.
Okay, so you're approaching 40 years in town.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question that only the godfather of radio can answer. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that, too. Let me go to Eddie to lead things off on a Friday. Edward, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, hey, that was a great Tiger game. I enjoyed it. It moved fast and good defense, good pitching. That's what gets us into October, right?
Yeah, but you have to at least score more than one run, right?
The deflator here. Okay. Okay. $9.99. Okay.
Well, what are you purchasing,
Ed? What are
you
doing here?
Looking at tires.
Oh, looking at tires. Okay. Was yours as flat as the Tigers' offense?
Let me see. Oh, I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed it.
All right, you already said that. I'm done. Not in the mood for it today. Not in the mood for it, Ed. Go get your tires filled. Kenny Ticket Techs. Today's not the day. That's all I'm telling you. Go ahead, Kenny.
Benetti was fantastic. Absolutely a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
No bats, no chance to win the division, even if it's a bad division.
See, that's okay. Is it wrong for in this town, it feels like it's wrong if you put the burden of proof on the team. People get very upset.
I know.
This has turned in the benefit of the doubt bistro. I'm with Kenny in this regard. Until or unless I am able to sit down and watch Tiger baseball and feel like I have a real lineup, I don't view any of it as real.
I get that. But let me ask you, as a fan, okay, because we've had teams since I've been here, the Rob Deer teams would score like crazy amounts of runs and they couldn't get anybody out. What do you prefer?
Offense.
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But what wins?
In the playoffs? Pitching.
Right. Or even to get to the playoffs.
An offense can carry you in the regular season. The way it's mix and match and the way that you're not having, you know, like, it used to be you needed a legitimate rotation.
Right.
A couple of guys would go real deep in games. Now it's pretty accepted that it's going to be 5 and fly or 6.
Right. And you need that bullpen like they did yesterday.
Right.
Pretty sick.
And again, I trust their pitching. I trust Scott Harris's ability to cobble a pen together. Mike, offensively speaking, like, whatever.
I know.
I got to see it. Because realistically, what did we complain about? Well, what did I? I'm not putting this on you. My issue was, all right, all this money's coming off the books, and we got good young talent coming up. Let's support those guys. Let's bring in a couple veteran bats. We had people lining the phone lines to tell me why they weren't excited about the Tigers yesterday. And to a man, hated their offseason, wasn't excited about it, didn't pick up any bats, boring to watch.
I get it.
That's the customer base.
Right. I know. And that's what you saw yesterday. Look, let's kid ourselves. The most important thing is winning games. They won a game, but it was, you know, if I was working in the morning, it might have been a tough time for me not to take my nap during that game.
Yeah. And again, you'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss, and I just want them to stack wins. But eventually, this is where we arrive at. You guys, no matter what sport you love in this town, you remember when it wasn't just who you played, it's how you played.
Right.
If we have designs on more in this town, the how you play matters. So it's going to be something I want to see that as April moves on, as the weather warms up, I got to see this offense help.
Well, it's funny because you mentioned like down the road, you know, want to see everything develop. I have this feeling that both the Tigers and the Red Wings, owned by the same company, so to speak, they should change the name of the team from the Red Wings and the Tigers. Just call them the Detroit Future, because they're both just sitting there building for what we hope is going to happen in 2 years. And in 2 years, players sometimes get older, and you find that you're not going to be as good as you thought you were 2 years. So when you want to strike, you got to strike. And look, no, the Tigers, even if they would have added Chapman or JD, they're not going to win the World Series. But you have your chance to.
Could you make the playoffs?
Yes.
And that's where it starts.
Right.
The Wings are, listen, you really want to go there to start the show? We can. I'm happy to.
They are what I pretty much thought they were, just the way it's happened.
No.
No, it's weird.
You know what? I got to hit you with it.
But it's unacceptable.
Stoney, I got to do it.
No. Okay. No. Okay. No.
February 28th was a feel-good Friday.
Yeah.
Kenny had a fifth car flag, and I can't tell you what pole it was on. This team was 9 points up on Tampa.
Oh, I know.
In a month, they have careened off a cliff. Tampa's got like a 7-point lead. Now the Caps have a game in hand, and you're looking up at them. You're staring Florida down the barrel of a gun. Last night was a total embarrassment. Lalonde is throwing people under the bus every night. How's this guy have a job? I mean, you can preach patience all you want, but Kenny told me this is a valid opinion 2 weeks ago where I said, wait a minute, 6 playoff teams have fired their coach this year.
I know.
How is Derek Lalonde? The team has openly quit on him. How are we here?
Because of what I said. They just want to develop. That's what they want. They want to develop their young players.
Mike, they can do whatever they want to do. Whether you're a paying customer, right, an observer, you're just a fan.
I know.
You don't have to accept that.
Look, if they go 9 games left, if they go 2-7 down the stretch, I would have no problem if he doesn't come back as
coach. I mean,
coach.
They're plus 200 to make the playoffs. Do you realize that?
Yeah, but I look at the way Yzerman works and the way this organization works. I see them bringing him back for year 3. And if it gets off to a bad start, then they'll do the hockey firing then. That's what I think is going to happen.
Kenny's shaking his head in disgust. I think
that's what's going to happen.
I want you to direct your anger towards Mr. Michael Stone.
Well, I'm not saying what I want to happen. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think what should have happened is he should have been fired already amidst that losing streak. Exactly. That team was not trying. And they were in a playoff chase. They're still in a playoff chase. By the grace of God, I don't know how that's even possible. They're still in this thing. The fact that they were openly not trying game after game after game in a playoff chase where you had, you know, games in hand, you had the division, you had actual things to play for.
Well, if look, in investigation by the front office, and they know a lot of stuff that we don't know, if they believe that what you believe, and a lot of us believe that they've basically mailed it in, they're done, then he should be fired. But if they don't believe that, then he's going to come back.
You don't have to be a hockey fan to know what you see on the ice during that stretch.
I know.
Was openly not trying.
Look, it's something I want to get into at 3 o'clock. It is really a reset of a very famous phrase in this town. But, like, what has a guy got to do to get fired? Like, what is it in this town? We're one of the great sports towns in America. In my mind, it's always been New York, Chicago, Boston, Philly, Detroit. The five great sports towns in this country. And I swear to God, we made a song as a joke, Stoney, Limp Bleep City. This town needs some of Lamar Odom's boner pills. In your 40 years, has this town ever been softer? What do you got to do to get fired around here?
Well, it's not. I think the fans are definitely less soft than they've ever been, which is a good thing. The ownership, a different story. And how much the fans have anything to do with that is, I don't think they give a rat's ass.
The owners?
No, they don't care.
No, I agree with that. But my point is, fans,
I think
you can voice your displeasure in a myriad of ways in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I said this earlier, the Pistons are one of the most underreported stories in sports. They are the process Sixers, except they're actually trying. And they have the highest paid coach in basketball. The Pistons are a national embarrassment.
They're awful.
Locally, they go unscathed largely. The Red Wings are in a full collapse, and the Tigers had one of the most uninspiring, cheap off seasons you can have. Like, it's amazing. Because I feel like, forget the Pistons. If you look at the Wings and Tigers, these are teams that you had a power stat with the Wings that I don't want to take from you, but I think people are going to be shocked when they hear.
Yeah.
You have to be expecting more. They have to make the playoffs. And for the Tigers, this division's wide open.
I know.
What owner wouldn't want to spend a little to make a lot? We used to push 2 million people through the gates. If you win, this town will support this baseball team.
That's what I don't understand. That's why, to me, the J.D. Martinez. Now, you know, he said, he's addicted to the playoffs, but he was still going to get in the playoffs. Maybe there's something he didn't want here, or if the Tigers didn't even make a call.
All you need to do is show me the report. Show me the report, right. I tip my cap and I go, we tried.
Same thing with Sneed. Sneed, they tried it, it appears. The Lions, at least, you know, because we saw the report. To me, that's what this team needs. And you don't need a four-year deal. Get J.D. Martinez, you could have got him for a one-year deal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.